This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Keith Urban was recently being interviewed by Marc Maron on the WTF podcast, and he started talking about the fact that most of his fans are ladies. But he had a good reason why some men are there as well.
I call them the reluctant boyfriends because I see them out in the crowd, less so now than early in my career.
Yeah.
Early in my career, I'd look out in the arena and I'd see all these guys with their arms folded.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can tell they're like, she seems happy. And then I'd watch them slowly like, look up like, wow. Then it would change completely and they'd walk out very, very different. But they always start the sort of reluctant guy who got dragged along to the concert.
Yeah, because for a moment he was like the guy for a lot of ladies. They thought he was like the hottest dude, right?
Well, he always had the deep V going, the good hair.
The good hair,
accent.
Yeah.
Accent. I mean,
I can't believe he's almost 60.
Really?
We've been around for a minute.
That's wild.
It always still makes me laugh that he's Australian too and he sings country music.
He's Australian?
Yeah. Don't you hear his accent?
Are you today years old when you're learning this?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Australian. And it always made me laugh because he's like Keith Urban, like American country guy. And he's like, no, he's Australian.
I don't even know what to believe anymore. I feel like country music has been lying to me.
Well, he was actually born in New Zealand.
Oh, well.
If we're trying to get particular.
He's Australian?
Yes.
Whoa. Can you play a little bit of that interview again now? I didn't even put the connection together.
Here it is.
I call them the reluctant boyfriends because I see them out in the crowd.
Yeah, I guess he does have a little bit of an accent.
Crikey.
I call them the reluctant. I don't know why. My brain just didn't think he was anything other than from America, so I didn't even notice the accent.
Well, and then when you listen to his music, there is no evidence of an accent.
I feel like that's with like any band. That's always a joke. Like most bands from other countries, they sound like as if they're from, like even like the Scorpions or whoever, when they sing, you're like, I don't hear an accent. But then we interviewed Klaus, and I'm like, there's a very strong accent. And then on the flip side, Billy Joe Armstrong sounds like an everyday Joe around here. But then he starts singing, all of a sudden it sounds like he's from England.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings with that one?
I'm going to go cry.
Steve Miggs, I know you reluctantly went to Justin Timberlake, but were you like a big fan afterwards? Did it like change your perspective on him?
I mean, I definitely appreciated his music a little bit more, and I appreciated him as a performer. I wouldn't go out of my way to like go see him or, you know. But what about you? Like, have you ever gone somewhere?
Yes.
I feel like your husband's into some weird stuff.
Well, no, he's actually into some cool stuff, but this wasn't it. Kenny Chesney. We went to Kenny Chesney at Lumen Field.
So is Brad a fan?
He has some big country love, and I just don't really. Like, I'll dip my toe in the water of country, but I really don't love it. He took me to Kenny Chesney, and it was awful.
You couldn't even find anything about it that there was no redeeming quality?
One of the opening acts was Eric Church, and I kind of got down with him a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was just awful, and everybody was hammered, and I was just annoyed, just counting down the minutes until I could get out of there.
And he plays for a while.
Oh, yeah.
No Shoes Nation. Baby.
Oh my. And that just irritates me too. It was.
So he doesn't wear shoes?
No. He's like country in
Is he from Australia too?
No. But he's like country from the beach. It's just, it's not my
And
vibe.
He's the dude that doesn't wear sleeves either, right?
Yeah.
No shoes, no sleeves.
Yeah. No. Yeah, no problem.
Apparently no fun for Taryn.
No fun for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.